just let it cook right on the hearth. Hearth comes right out from the fireplace, yeah.
And one thing we didn't say about when they were building the fires that everybody had to have was kindling.
Well, kindling is nothing except what we call fat light. It was an old pine tree. It was the heart of the pine tree as the tree was cut.
Splinter,
and
it
just
so
go there and the little kindling you bring in, and that would start your firewood. You'd use that star, sure, that's what it was.
That's all anybody did.
And they have that, and then you come in, and it's cold weather, and back then, most of the, and it only heat your head, and a lot of the children, then who were brought in, the doctors would be so far away, and time like that, they'd even have, like, midwives would come in, and midwives deliver children, they delivered more than anybody, and then when they'd be there, then the mother laying up the bed, she'd start the fire, light the fire, she didn't just deliver the children, she did it all. That was a midwife, you know.
Well, did he have a midwife?
Now, I don't think she did, but it was a lot of midwives.
Who was with her? She
just passed out? We had a doctor, Dr. Vickers here. We had at that time in Abbeville. We were very fortunate. We had about five doctors at one time. I can remember them. I can call them. Dr. Shell.
By the time Granddad came to town on horse and buggy, when Daddy was born, he was already here when they got back.
I'd already arrived. But we had doctors. We had a lot more. We had, like now, we have one or two doctors. We have two doctors, but one is sick. But at that time, I'm thinking about four or five. We had a Dr. Shell. We had Dr. We had Dr. We had Dr. We had Dr. I remember all of those. Right, all at that time. So we had more doctors really back then than we've got now.
Yeah. Listen, do you remember anything about making butter?
Sure, I remember about making butter.
What
we do, we would churn it, and we would churn it, and it was a milk. And we'd have the milk, and we'd have the butter. And when the milk would sit there so long sometime, then it would just turn to clabber. Now, what the clabber was, well, it was good. It had a bitter taste, but it was very good. And sometimes we'd put cornbread in it, crumble the cornbread up in it. And the clabber, it was very, very good. It was real thick.
You
it was very,
fine.
Yeah, yeah.
You couldn't keep your milk long because
no.
You didn't have
it. It was
spoiled.
Yeah.
All you had was, and everybody out there,
and some of them
would
melt with a rope. We had all open wells. Open well, I'll say about 3 or 4 feet in diameter. They would tie a rope to it and drop it and let it go down the water. The well, we're talking about 30, 40, 50 feet deep. And they'd let it hang down there all during the day and pull it out at night. And because they didn't, all the milk you'd have would turn to clabber.
And down the well because it was cool.
Sure, it was cool enough, and that's right. They do that. That was people that didn't have an ice. See, everybody didn't have an ice pot because ice was a rarity. It was a luxury. See, it was a luxury. But that way, you wasn't worried about the water, but for the milk. They'd put it down in a gallon jug.
Seems like almost everything ate would be rancid.
Some of it would be rancid, but not all right. But, I mean, what you did, you prepared just enough what you would eat for the day. And really what you ate mostly was what you raised
away
on the farm.
They gave it to
right.
the pigs.
That's right. You mix it with
really?
It. Slop. The slop was what you gave the pig. Old slop, you mixed whatever you had left over. It didn't make a difference. And the hog just
slop
loved
it.
Slop is leftovers. Leftovers from the kitchen. That's exactly what it is. You'd go out there slopping the pigs and the children while you were slopping the pigs and they'd say it was a lot of times you'd be doing it after night, you know, because of the night meal, and the children out there would be catching, we call them lightning bugs or fireflies, whatever you want to call them. Then it was a big thing. It was a big pastime there, and I think you can see a few of them now, but you can see them nearly every night there,
it's
you know.
An old jar
and catch them in there.
Yeah, what about did you ever see frogs and toads?
Oh, yeah, you'd see frogs and toads, you'd see them a lot, but you particularly see them, you'd see those all the time, but particularly after rains when water.